46.
It starts on...
Or no, it's less than...
And then their last one is on page 39.
136. Okay, well, maybe there's some more past. Okay, gotcha. So they are consecutive all the way through... Oh, okay. All the way through 230, and are you saying there's more on the other? BOE. Okay. I'm just trying to find it on my sheet here. Just to see. No. Okay, it starts on 194 and we go through 230 on our, but that's only, that doesn't make sense. Okay. Okay, are all of these consecutive? 6, 7, 8, 9, 2, 201. Is there any skips? 211, 214, 218, 219, 230. Okay, so there's a 230. Okay, it goes to 231. Okay, so it's somehow. Okay. So there are 245. Okay. Yeah, they're kind of not in order on our sheet. 245, 46, 748, 47. They're just kind of mixed in. Gotcha. 257, 272. Okay. 49, 50, 51, 52, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so it's 335. So we've got 194 through 335. Does that sound right? But that's too many.
No, it's the last one.
So it's 135 plus.
No, yeah, 335.
335, so...
Last one.
Okay. And so the... But the numbers of the last three, those are BOE 246, 249...
And 204.
204. Council, I think 246 is parcel number that ends in 006.000.
And that's 240. What did you say that number?
006.000.
Yeah, what was your BOE number?
246. Okay. And then 249 is parcel that ends in 001.000.
Okay, got it.
And then BOE 204. Is a parcel that ends in 030.000. Okay, I think those are your last three that were not part of the State Tax Commission.
Yeah, and if you're ready, I can show you.
What's your proposed, yeah, let me ask you, what's your proposed value on?
Okay, for 246, the proposed value was 11,100.
Okay.
And that's based on, you wait to go through each one of them or just give the numbers first?
Just give me the numbers first, if you would.
For Appeal 249, the proposed value is $11,275.
Okay.
And for Appeal number 204, the proposed value is $2,875.
Okay.
And I can show you how I got to those.
Yeah. You would.
Okay, so that first one, which is 22.2 acres.
Yes, how many acres?
22.2.
Okay.
And it's all underwater. I can show you the picture.
Okay.
There. So that's 500 an acre.
500 an acre, okay.
So 22 times 500 ought to be 11,100.
Right.
Okay. The BOE Appeal 249 is 4.51 acres. And this is, we're going to give the assessor a bit of a doubt and call it floodplain, because if you look at it, it's clearly in the floodplain. The question is some of that underwater? And I'm not concerned with that, so we'll take the 2,500 acre for that one. And that's, so 2,500 acre times 4.51 ought to be 11,275.
Okay.
And Appeal number 204, 5.75 acres. It is all underwater.
Because that's 500 acres.
You can see that. It's the blue.
Okay.
So again, if you were to look for Appeal 249, we're proposing a value higher. No, take that back up to the assessment.
No, I think one of them out of these is higher.
Well, no, I don't think it is, because we're talking in terms of fair market value, not assessed value. Do you want to?
No, yeah.
These numbers, you're looking for fair market value numbers, right? For
appraise value, yeah.
Okay, so then you got the right number.
Yeah.
Assessed value is just.
Okay. All right, I've got these. Stephanie is not here, but I'm probably. Oh, you are here. Okay. If we make a motion, I don't want to read 142 values into the record. If I make a motion and attach an exhibit showing those values, will that be suffice?
That will. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Council, anything else you want to say?
One other point for future.
Sir, I just want to understand the disposition on something. So, some of the properties, there's been an issue since 1912. It's who actually owns it, whether Empire has fee simple, fee title, or just an easement. And so quite a few, some of these residents have gone to court with us, and we've worked with them to get to the right answer. And the court has decided and sent stuff to the assessor is on these. There's been at least 13 properties settled where we are not, we've never been the owner. It's that the resident or the residential person owns these the full thing, and we actually only have an easement, so the entire property belongs to the resident. But these were, some of these have been decided last year in 2024, and there's going to, I think, continue to be more of these. So I'm trying to understand when the court order goes to the assessor, I can see it's very hard for us based on the court order to see what the parcel ID is. We only see the names and stuff, so we can't easily figure it out. But there was one that we did figure out, and it's still on the list. I'm not, don't care about it. I'm trying to figure out what's the process going forward when there's a court order that goes, it gets decided and says we're not the owner.
That you're not the owner of the property anymore?
Correct.
Well, I would assume that those the cards or whatever would go out. I don't know. I'll let you.
Okay. So the assessor's department does not change any property ownership unless it has been recorded. When it goes to the recorder's office, it then goes to the mapping department, and we make the changes. But if there's something that's missing, you need to let us know. But if it has not been recorded, you will need to do so.
So I don't know if that would mean you record the judgment or what you would do.
I think the court order actually directs the assessor.
It does.
Yeah. Well, then you need to get them the court order. So.
Yeah. Do you have the court orders?
I got one recently, but again, it's not recorded.
Right, but the court's telling the assessor to do something.
Okay, if the court has directed the assessor to do it, then I'm assuming you either need to do that or talk to the county counselor about what you need to do, but I don't know what that.
We'd spoken about this in the past, and I was.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure it out to get the right process because I think there's going to be more, and I just want to make sure it gets right.
I'd actually spoken to a different lawyer. I think. Are you a lawyer?
Me?
Yeah.
I am, but I represent. I'm an employee of Liberty Empire.
Okay. So I spoke to
not licensed in Missouri.
Then it wasn't either of you, but it was an attorney that was involved in these cases representing Empire Liberty, and he said that they were going to take care of getting all of them recorded.
Okay.
And so that's what we're waiting for.
Internal legal to see that.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd bring it up
okay,
here.
Okay, well, hopefully you guys can work that out with the assessor's office.
Just so you understand, that's what happened to the assessor who changed things. They should not have done that. That's why we were all in court for things. And so
right.
I won't change.
FCC decision. Okay, I'm gonna put. I'm just gonna mark this as an Exhibit A. All right. I'm gonna make a motion that is to DOE. Numbers 194 through 335 that the assessed values contained in what I'm going to mark as Exhibit A be set for the appraised values of the property, and it's specifically on Exhibit A. The STC 2023-2024 assessed value column on each, including BOE 246, 249, and 204, which correspond to the last three properties listed on Exhibit A, and the values that are handwritten in here. I'll specifically state that BOE 246 would be valued at $11,100, BOE 249 at $11,275, and BOE 204 would be valued at $2,875, and that the values be changed to comport with Exhibit A.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Gentlemen, was that clear enough for everybody? All right. That'll be the ruling, and congratulations on your state tax commission. And it gives us some guidance. So. I don't know if I'm a your honor yet, but I'm Mr. Chairman. It's fine. Thank you.